University of Minnesota Duluth economics professor David Dorn is studying 15 ports within the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway. Dorn says his study is the first Great Lakes economic impact study since 2004.
They aren't well recognized by the communities in which they are a fairly large component, like in the Twin Ports here. There's a lot of activity there, but I'm not sure how recognized that is by the community. And one of our goals is to be able to do these economic impacts, get the information out there, and not just do it once every 5 or 10 years, but hopefully we'll get it set up to where we can do it on an annual basis.
Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association Director Jason Cirque says the agenda also includes presentations on Asian carp and the freshwater ballast testing facility in Superior.
There's some things that we do as well at the Capitol for shipping interests so that Wisconsin maintains its viability as a very good port state. We do a lot of business not only in Superior but also in Green Bay, which is a fairly significant port, as well as Milwaukee. But we've also got some smaller ports that are, you know, not as big, but very important. Manitowoc, Sturgeon Bay, La Crosse.
Cirque says the WCPA continues to argue against the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources regulating ballast water treatment facilities. They say a federal agency should regulate the facilities. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.